The Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency says an uncontrolled fire continues to burn in the Fort La Corne area. The wildfire is currently at about 5,300 hectares in size. SPSA has sent in ground crews, helicopters, air tankers, and dozers. The agency says high-risk members of the nearby James Smith Cree Nation have been evacuated. The nearby Rio Tinto Diamond Mine Project is also monitoring the situation. The Fort La Corne area is located about 67 kilometers east of Prince Albert. The Water and Lake First Nation says it will not be declaring a state of emergency. Leadership met with community health workers on Wednesday to discuss the situation. A 14-year-old girl recently took her own life, and several others attempted suicide. Councillor Dustin Ross Fiddler says there is a disagreement on the number of suicide attempts and that the chief and council will revisit the issue early next week. LaRange has its first presumptive case of COVID-19. The Saskatchewan Health Authority says an individual in their 60s was tested Wednesday at the LaRange Health Center after developing symptoms. Anyone who shopped at the LaRange Co-op Gas Bar, Robertson Store, Keatonau Supermarket and Gas Bar, Cravings Restaurant, and Fire Creek Gas Station in Saskatoon during the last 2 weeks is asked to self-monitor for symptoms. The province also announced another 4 new cases of COVID-19 in LaLosh yesterday and another one in Regina. Assembly of First Nations National Chief Perry Bellegarde says he supports the $2.3 million in federal funding given to the Northwest region of Saskatchewan. In a press release, Bellegarde says First Nations need to be part of the planning for COVID-19 response. The funding was announced with the Meadow Lake Tribal Council and Métis Nation Saskatchewan. The money is being used to address things like food security, check stops, and for home care supplies. The northwest region of the province is still fighting a COVID-19 outbreak, with positive cases starting to decline. Premier Scott Moe says no person or community should be exempt from provincial public health orders put in place due to COVID-19. Federal Indigenous Services Minister Mark Miller has said it would be up to First Nations leaders whether or not to hold sacred ceremonies. But Moe says that's sending mixed messages about the rules which are in place.
To the comments of the minister, as well as Indigenous Services themselves around these particular events being exempt from public health orders, that simply cannot be the case.
Last weekend, RCMP members were dispatched to the Beardies and Okamosis Cree Nation, where about 35 people had gathered for a Sundance ceremony. Saskatchewan is lifting more restrictions, primarily on outdoor businesses, in advance of the long weekend. Beginning today, owners and employees of outfitting operations are allowed to travel to outfitting camps, including those in the Northern Saskatchewan Administrative District. This is so they can prepare for the season and secure the premises. But they must comply with the requirements of the public health order, including the travel restrictions in the Northern District. Outfitters operating south of the Northern District are not affected by northern travel restrictions and can open today. Retail businesses, shopping malls, and some personal services, such as hairstylists and massage therapists, will be allowed to reopen on Tuesday. An RCMP officer received a non-life-threatening injury after being shot at last night near Bigger. The incident in a rural area 27 kilometers north of the community was reported around 11:30. Police say the RCMP emergency response team was preparing to search a home when shots were fired in their direction. One officer was hit but did not require hospitalization. The search continued and a man and a woman were arrested. The investigation is still ongoing and it's not known what charges may be laid. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced new federal funding to prevent the layoffs of thousands of medical researchers. He says his government will provide $450 million to help them bridge to better times. Trudeau says science and research is our door to a brighter future.
Because of the pandemic, many labs have closed or at risk of imminently closing. So understandably, people are worried about their jobs and their future. So today, we are announcing $450 million to help researchers and research institutions bridge to better times.
Research unrelated to COVID-19, including clinical trials and research into cancer, stroke, and other diseases, was halted in mid-March. A virtual signing ceremony took place yesterday involving the hereditary chiefs of the Wet'suwet'en Nation and the federal and BC governments. Scott Fraser is BC's Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation. He says the ceremony was conducted over a Zoom call with people checking in from a number of different locations.
One by one, we signed, as it was being recorded. So that everyone could see it, and we held up our respective copies so that it could be seen. Essentially, it was signed all today, all on the Zoom call. Yeah.
The agreement ended blockades, marches, and encampments, which were held earlier this year in support of the hereditary chiefs, who opposed the construction of a natural gas pipeline across their traditional territories.